All right, all right. Okay, it's Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting back to order. We, in essence, took a lunch recess from our 11 o'clock agenda item for going over fiscal year 2027 budget details. So we still have the page up on positions. So
would you like the new ones first?
Yes.
These are the four, I believe, that we had left.
Mr. Chairman, after reviewing the emergency management, let's see what it's called, planner training coordinator position, and some other side conversations, I think it would be prudent of us to have this position funded for, let's, like, 6 months of the year. Give us a little more time to look, because I'm still not exactly sure how long some of this stuff is going to take to complete, and then how long, like, what else do they do beyond that? I mean, I can read the job description, obviously, but okay. Like, if this is a position that has long-term viability, I think the argument will be made for it, but at least if we fund it and put it in there and then decide in 6 months into the, 5 months into the year, whatever, that we actually want to go through with it, then that's what we do.
Okay. I think that's a good place to land, yes. Okay, so on the civil attorney, do we want to discuss about funding it for a full year or deferring that to 10 months or 9 months or 6 months, or what do we want to do?
I'm good with the 2-1 start date on that one as well.
Okay. 2-1 start date?
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Building
enforcement officer 2 and building inspector. Are we ready to discuss that any further?
If I can find the right page. So according to what I could find, this was classification structure and then a bump to an individual?
No, I believe they're asking for additional positions here. They do have, there was a request for a classification structure. So currently, Code Enforcement Officer 2 is not a title that exists. So this dollar amount that you see is for a Code Enforcement Officer. They would, if approved, they would want to they would look to hire someone who, I believe it's just a code enforcement officer, not a 2, because they have somebody on their team of which they already think would be a 2. So this is an entry-level code enforcement officer. That amount is midpoint of the grade, fully loaded. Same point with the building inspector. But they are asking for new positions. Those are 2 new PCNs they are requesting. Discussion with them, they have someone they would move to a code enforcement 2 if that whole structure is approved to make that position, and then they would hire as an entry level and then backfill that as an entry level.
So the document I have recommends hiring an additional full-time code enforcement officer, creating a code enforcement 2 position, and then creating further salary separation between officer 1 and 2 pay grades.
So is the DSD building inspector or the code enforcement officer currently held positions that will be increased, or are they brand new?
They are current positions. If the approval to create the structure for code enforcement officer one and two, then there would be some salary increases for current employees.
Right.
And but they didn't ask for anything in particularly for their building inspection team. They're just asking to add a position based on the amount of cases that they have for building inspections. That's what I remember from when I read their
okay.
information.
Have you reviewed their plan to make sure they're not creating a step or something that is against the rest of the plan?
I did.
Okay.
I did submit to the board, but it is something that needs to be evaluated further. I'm not questioning if they need another code enforcement officer. I think that their argument articulating why they needed another code enforcement officer mm-hmm. was very well articulated. So I'm not arguing that amount. I'm unsure if the structure of a one and two is something that is needed in a department that size, recognizing that any department wants to create a growth strategy for people on their team. So a little bit more evaluation would be needed. It will create some compression within that sub-department of DSD, and that is something that would need to be also reevaluated. The request to reclassify the supervisor is a very difficult one for me to recommend, simply because where the code enforcement supervisor sits today is equivalent to other supervisors within the county who have the same level of responsibility, the same size team, or even a bigger team that sit within that same grade. So to be able to grant the request to do a whole reclassification for the supervisor, I would not recommend that.
Okay.
It looks like they have two code enforcement officers currently and a code enforcement supervisor.
That's their current staffing. But if you inside of their budget narrative, there's a very articulated reason about why the request mm-hmm. for an additional code enforcement officer with the level of tickets or cases, I can't remember the correct verbiage for that department, that they handle and the amount that each one of those code enforcement officers has been handling. They haven't had a new code enforcement officer position in a number of years with the growth of the community, with the growth of the county. And what they're trying to do is take the field work away from the supervisor, because he's out there handling all of those things as well, because the need for an additional officer, and get him more back into his supervisory role.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, I can get on board with having a new code enforcement officer. I don't want to do any of the rest of it.
Yeah, I concur. If there's a question about a clear path, we need to know that that's meets with the rest of the county and not making a division into one area. So you're good with the two new positions at the numbers and not with the rest of the proposed changes. Have that get vetted and come back before us.
I'm not sure I'm tracking, Mr. Chairman.
Well, they had separation of categories and
yeah, that's what I meant. I don't at this time don't want to participate in that.
Right.
Just want to hire another code enforcement officer, and I'm not seeing anything. I'm not seeing anything. Now I am.
Still looking?
I found it.
Okay.
Okay, so I can support the building inspector. We are chewing up significant amount of overtime hours with who we have.
Yeah. So you're...
So I'm good with what is on the screen for DSD, except for the two. I don't want that two on there anymore.
Okay.
Just a code enforcement officer and a building inspector, and then...
No, it won't change the cost. I pulled what we have currently for a code enforcement officer at the midpoint of the grade. Okay. That's fully loaded. The code enforcement officer and the building inspector are currently in the same grade. That's why it's the exact same amount, because we budget for the midpoint of the grade.
Okay.
And then the classification structure.
That.
What did you think about the having a code enforcement one and a code enforcement two, like? Is it necessary when you only have three of them?
I don't, in my opinion, no. I
okay.
Reasoned, but I also recognize that they're trying to create a growth path for the people on their team. I understand that. But when the team is that small, that's when it gets a little bit difficult to be able to do.
Okay.
Because then at that point you'd have, yeah, code enforcement one, two, and then the supervisor.
So what if approved is the way they requested it today, they have one person who they believe would meet their of what they put together for their criteria for a code enforcement officer too, and they would move that person. But they the current grade of the code enforcement officer is a 13. The supervisor is a 14. So if we create another level in between there, that does create compression, because within that whole request, because of that, they're asking to have a reclass of the supervisor to move him to a 15. But that 15 reclass, it doesn't really correlate to other supervisors in the county, again, that have that same level of responsibility, the same amount of team that they're supervising, or sometimes even more, that sit in that grade 14. So it would create inequity among supervisors, of which then a whole reclass would have to be done on supervisors if this one is done, to say, uh-oh, this one is a 15, why? Why isn't this one a 15? So that's why my recommendation is to actually not do that. It's going to create more and more and more of other departments coming forth and saying, but you did it for this department. Now my supervisor should be a 15.
Okay. I'm on board with that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So we're agreeing to the positions, well, as modified and not restructuring as proposed, so.
Correct.
All right.
Is that 1.2 number accurate for what we've kept?
It should be adjusted in totaling everything that's in there right now, yes.
You're not very effective.
So you removed about 217K from where we started.
This might get more fun.
Yes, just to clarify very quickly, this reclass on here that DSD had because of the discussion, you want that removed?
That's what I assumed we were doing when we said we weren't going to agree with doing
okay.
any of the restructure.
No reclass. This is painful with the awkward silence and whatnot, but I think through it, we're going to learn some highly valuable suggestions for how to do this next time.
I mean, I already know I don't probably have enough fingers for how many things I'm going to do differently.
Yeah.
Because they have a page full.
Yeah.
So that's 1.2. The other one was almost 2.2. That's 3.4 million right there. All right, what's the next tab?
Still on new positions?
Hmm?
You went to the next tab.
I'm ready to move on, at least. I mean,
okay.
That
and we can always
That might prove to be more than we can afford.
So yeah, that's Thursday. We can circle back around to the new positions after you looked at it for the next day and a half.
Okay.
You'd like to move on to the itemized one again. Start at the top or the bottom or the middle.
Oh, I like starting in the middle so we stay totally confused where we're going next.
Hey, as long as you know.
We can start at the top.
Okay.
All right. So security services is under TCA or where are we?
Security services is the sheriff's office.
Sheriff's office, okay.
Most of these positions are related to reclassing when the new detention facility gets constructed. So if you need further analysis, there's a gentleman that could provide.
I think we need that, Mr. Chairman. Their budget was one of the first ones to go.
So this proposal is for them to be paid as of October 1, this change?
For their ad techs it is. So I believe in their presentation, an ad tech is somebody who is on a jail team, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And Lieutenant Flores, please help me out. So they are on a jail team and they do a lot of work for that jail team as they're working through the jail. And so they're looking to get this reclassed, thinking that it needs to be at a different grade. And
Chairman Commissioner Brooks. Yes, so currently as the ad tech design is now, they do serve in a customer service capacity with a slightly different role. Their current job has them. They do the face-to-face interaction with the inmates through the entire booking process. The second checks, verifications, they do releases, property releases, a whole gamut of things, including visitation. Recently, there's been an expansion of their duties to include running security and control. So they are trained and now operate the control room for the jail as well. That freed up a deputy sheriff that used to occupy that position to now be on the teams doing inmate control and security care and monitoring by having that position being there. With the expansion of those duties to include the coming online with the new facility, that role will be expanded further to incorporate other tasks as that facility comes online. So, yes, the reclassification request was going from a grade 11 to a new job description, which would justify the increase to a grade 12 based on market, and then moving those 11 positions to that new grade and job title, funded for the whole of FY 2027.
I don't know that this is the year we could choose to afford it. And I don't know that with all certainty that I will have a jail that can be occupied a year from today. So can we negotiate a lower amount? Do you have any guidance on that?
I would have to confer with the sheriff and the chief deputy as to specifically what alternatives are available that the board can potentially support. The expansion of the duties has already occurred within the role of the individuals at question here. The additional duties that would come online have not rolled out yet because we don't have a need for them to be doing those things. And those would include hands-on interaction with inmates to do pat searches and things on female inmates, and you have to have same-sex doing those things at the new female facility. Currently, that part of the job description has not come online, but would be a requirement of the role if the person wants to, I guess, advance to that position.
Right.
So in the interim, I can circle back with the board maybe on Thursday at the next one after confirming or have the chief or sheriff, I think the chief, come back and speak to some kind of reevaluation if that's what the board's looking for.
Yeah. Are you okay with that, Commissioner Brooks, or do you have a different idea?
That sounds good to me, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Yes, please, if you could do that.
Okay, we'll provide some alternatives on Thursday then.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I'm not against it. I just can't afford it.
No, it makes sense.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Understand the logic and all of that. So, okay. All right. We don't need to redo the coroner, or do we need to look through that again?
Corner's not on here. I thought you.
Well, it's on my list. So sorry. I'm not looking on your screen. Sorry.
I try to latest and greatest based on the discussion. So make it more concise for you.
I feel like an old guy. I'm just way behind. Okay. I'll switch screens.
Yeah, so I have filtered this all by items that said further discussion for later.
Okay.
So the next one that you'll see on the list in order is the treasurer's office.
Okay. So I'm not interested in putting a general 2.5% in that. I'm either going to do it to everybody or nobody.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it into the offices. So remove.
I concur.
Okay. Did HR have the opportunity to look through these others, the bank and finance manager and all of the other positions there?
I did.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Outside of the customer, the temporary position, I don't know that I could support anything else.
Okay.
Because they're asking for a senior financial specialist and a banking and finance manager to be regraded. And I don't have the support for it.
Okay. So are you wanting to pull those out?
Yes.
Okay, and leave customer service? What does the 5% general, what does that mean?
I don't remember that at all. Sorry.
That was on the, let me pull it up here. The narrative from the treasurer's office.
see if I have that.
Is that a 5% increase across their customer service?
It's just that one.
Four positions.
There we go.
Found it.
So the one that's in red is the one that I think you all did this morning on that
okay.
meeting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this one is this position.
Oh, so they were just requesting a 5% COLA. This was not a market adjustment. They were just requesting a general increase for their customer, because they're, if the senior financial specialist was approved, they would have one customer service person left until they fill the new role. So they are looking just for 5% across for those who are not getting a market adjustment.
Scroll back up, would you? Sorry. Right there. No, right there. All right, thank you. I can't get on board with it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Had they come to you and worked through this, or?
They did not.
Okay.
I mean, they sent it to me for review, but it wasn't a collaboration or an interactive process.
Okay. All right. I can't support it then.
Well, that's part of my issue, Mr. Chairman. I mean, we can only make decisions off of the best information that we have before us, and I don't feel comfortable making decisions like that in a vacuum.
The next on the list you'll see from earlier is the HR business partner that I believe the director discussed at the end of the meeting here a little bit.
I personally am in favor of that one. I think behind the scenes, picking that extra responsibility up and making sure that we get our wages paid every 2 weeks has been very nice to rely upon. So. What say you?
I can concur with that.
Okay. All right.
1, 7, 6, 7. Well, then you see the next set of stuff is from the PA's office.
So I can't. That isn't what the original compensation discussion was, and I'm not able to support this either.
So how many, I'm in agreeance, Mr. Chairman, on the 2.5% general. I don't want to participate in that. So how many of these are,
take some of those out. I guess out of the non-general, there's these other 28. It's like,
explain to me what the difference is between additional responsibilities and just a promotion.
I don't know.
Because that doesn't correlate to me. It seems like if you get a promotion, that comes with it. You get the additional responsibilities, and then it's...
Well, in the PA's office, they do have levels of deputy prosecuting attorneys. So they have a 1, 2, 3, and 4. So I, without, this is just what I think, not super sure, but if it says promotion, I believe that's them moving from whatever level up to the next level. That's what I believe their promotion means here. Additional responsibilities is just more responsibilities within that same level of where they currently sit. That is what I'm guessing. I don't have the PA spreadsheet in front of me to be able to, like, look at it and be able
to. Does this list keep going down?
Yeah. Oops. Sorry. In reference to that, this is what just the reason on the slide here.
I did not talk through each individual request with the PA. We did not go through one by one by one.
One of those out, Commissioner Brooks, just to look at a smaller list.
The what now?
Oh, any more below, sorry.
So we already agreed to the, or in theory agreed to the legal assistant?
I believe you were looking at the legal assistant market adjustments. And then there's a couple that were promotions, and the ones that are already filtered out are the ones that have the just 2.5%.
So they already have the 2.5% dialed into these numbers that they were wanting to do?
No, the ones that you see before you now were market adjustment requests or promotion requests.
And in my conversation with Ingrid, she did state that they did not add the 2.5% to any market adjustment that which they requested. It was in the spreadsheet they created, it was one or the other.
Morning, I believe you said you were okay with the market adjustment ones for the legal assistants.
Yeah, and a legal assistant criminal, yes.
Okay, and that's still what you want, what you would like.
Is that what you'd still like to do?
Yeah, I'm still on board with that.
Just a little bit more information for you. On the legal assistance, where you see it on the spreadsheet that says promotion, if you look on in legal assistance, they also have levels of 1, 2, and 3. So if there is a promotion marked on there, it is because a legal assistant is ready to move from whatever that level is. If they're a 1, they're moving to a 2. If they're a 2, they're moving to a 3. That's what their promotion would mean on there.
So usually we would, if it was the middle of the year like today, that would just come through as a blue sheet, correct?
Mm-hmm.
They're just, I guess, giving the common courtesy of the heads up during the budget, like this is going to happen, or?
Not for the PA's office. So when we agreed to remove levels for individual positions from the PCN, because before, right, each PCN was attached to whether it was a level 1, level 2, or a level 3. So if the person was ready, we had to come to resolution in front of you to move that PCN number. So during last budget season, when the board agreed to remove all of the levels from the PCNs, the PA also agreed that when someone is moving, they would only do it at budget time.
Okay.
So that the board could see as people were moving, there wouldn't be any mid-year adjustments for anybody moving from a level. That's why you're seeing it the way you're seeing it today.
Okay, so I can be on board with the promotion, but at I don't want that little system to be taken advantage of where we're saying maybe no additional responsibilities, but you know what? If we market this as a promotion, I'm not saying anybody would do that, but I guess I have, he's really not going to like this, but I have trust issues considering who used to sit in that office. So
I hear you, but from an HR perspective, like, I have to review every blue sheet that comes through. And much like we did in FY25, when there were several market adjustments that happened, prior to FY25, when market adjustments happened in the budget process, that's the only way it was recorded. Since FY25, if a market adjustment has been approved, HR has done blue sheets for all of those. And so we, for anything that you have marked as a promotion here or a market adjustment, in the by the when you approve the budget, immediately after that, you're going to see all of these blue sheets come to you for signature. So we have an accurate record of when and how people got more money and why, whether it was a market adjustment or a promotion. So we're going to record that through the blue sheet process.
Okay.
And so you'll see notes on each one of those blue sheets on moving from, much like you see today, if somebody's moving a level, you'll see levels 1 to 2. One came through today for a court clerk that just was submitted to you for moving from a court clerk 1 to a court clerk 2. And that's coming to you for approval today. You'll see in the notes where it says employee has met all criteria to move up to a court clerk 2. So you will have notes that you will be able to refer back to as before you sign anything that moves you forward.
Okay, thank you. So I'm good with the promotions for sure. I don't want to be
promotions for the legal assistants, correct?
Yep. Lost their book. Yeah, so I guess this is, I'm still in a weird deal here. If an EO wants to promote somebody in their own office, like we're still the arbiter of whether they get promoted or not, or setting aside the funding so that person can be. You're getting a stream of consciousness now, so.
Yeah, Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, yeah, if they don't have the, in this system, if they didn't have the remaining fiscal ability to do so, they would have to, yeah, in essence, ask you for the promotion to ask you for the money. I mean, that's in essence where we're at. Still philosophically promote them. They just would not make any more money if you said no.
Who wants a promotion without the cash?
It's a tough pill to swallow.
Okay, so I think your 24,000 number there might need a second look. According to the chart I'm looking at, line 71, PCN 835.
Yeah, if you're looking at the one column, it'll probably say 20,000 for the salary. That number in here is fully loaded.
Oh, this, okay, there you go.
Here's where I'm at. I'm uncomfortable with this totally. Do they deserve it? Yeah, they probably do. Proportionally, they deserve it for where they're at. But to take that big of a bite when we're going to have to cut others, it isn't life as normal. It's an ask. that I don't think I have the funds to say, sure, knock yourselves out.
Well, I guess it's going to need even more discussion on this. So on the, does every promotion always basically equate to a grade change?
Yes.
Okay.
But what I would also remind you, just as a reminder, so you have all the information floating around in your head, is for FY26, when the PA came to you, every single deputy prosecuting attorney got a pretty hefty increase as they went, as we needed, we recognized we needed to match with the state public defender to be able to attract talent and retain talent. And so please keep that in mind as you're looking at everything that is requested of you for FY27.
So you are aware of this plan, but you did not do a market study yourself. Only the PA's office did their own market study.
Yes, I didn't do market analysis for any office that didn't request it from me. The PA's office, the treasurer's office, the sheriff's office does their own as well. The landfill did their own. I wasn't involved in any of those market analysis or plan designs. They were just brought to me for review.
Well, I haven't been comfortable with that before, and I'm not comfortable with it now. Where do you want to go with it?
Chairman and Commissioners, in lieu of, much like the CCSO thing from earlier, we could also table the remaining of these till Thursday if you want, or if you want to make that decision today, that's fine as well. So I can put further discussion 7:16.
If you yep.
Move on and table that till Thursday.
That's probably best before I say something I'm not supposed to.
Oh, sure, let me say it. You just be quiet.
It's the only time in my life I hold my tongue. I guess I'll say this. I know that we set up the process for each EO and department head to come in and ask. But when you come in with this many, like I'm not an HR professional. I got at least one or two things to do other than go through PCN by PCN. Looking at these, there's got to be a better vetting process, and that's through the department that is the professionals for looking at this.
I agree. So start early, start soon for next year. Don't wait till the last minute.
So I guess it looks like.
What do you got left?
Motor vehicles.
Motor vehicle.
Did HR review motor vehicle?
I did.
Okay. Is it creating a different scale, a different grade?
Yes. But the assessor is asking for it for both on reappraisal and for both his motor vehicle. He wants to change the customer service title in both of those departments to be motor vehicle specialist and assessor admin, I think. He wants to move away from the customer service specialist title in general.
Okay.
HR does struggle with that a little bit simply because, the duties are very similar to other customer service specialists within the county. I understand the assessor wants to differentiate his team. I appreciate that too. But I don't, I can't picture all of these individual ones, and I didn't get a chance to look at it in the break, so I'm not. this is him wanting to create a motor vehicle specialist 1 and 2 and 3. And so he's taking every single, he's evaluating every person and seeing if they need to be moved to a different level. I believe that's what all of these numbers are.
Mr. Chairman, some of them stay within grades. Some of it is a grade change from an 11 to a 12. So let's hold off. The assessor wants to show me some information, so I'll give him the benefit of that if you are on board with that. And then
good with that.
Thursday we can.
Again, I'm not saying that these people don't deserve it, and it'd be wonderful to just give it, but I don't have the funds to do it. Oh, I could go into a diet tab.
So I guess just to sum up from that, it looks like we got about $311,000 worth of increases left to discuss on Thursday, just as a kind of just general math check for y'all.
Okay, so what's the number we've, is the keep total accurate? That's what we've?
It should have been updating as I changed the
okay
column over here. So you've removed 428 and you've kept 340 and there's 311 left out of the hair over a mill that was requested.
After the what?
After
just over.
This million is the initial request of all of those. This 1,080,000.
Oh, so that's
650 plus.
So all three of these tabs have to be added together. And less than?
No, just two. So the
two of them. Okay, gotcha. You're right.
Two outside tabs.
Chairman, Commissioner, just a reminder, this is aside from if you decided to go with HR's proposed 3-2-1 sort of scale. So that would be in addition to what we have looked at in these two tabs. Just FYI.
Do we have that number?
2,176,000.
Yes, yeah, so that for
that was the 3.5, 2.5, yeah. 1.5.
Yeah, 2.5, one.
One, you're right.
But it included the CCSO steps. Right.
It's 1.4. The 3.25, 2.25, 1 is about 1.
Oh.
The number that Commissioner Brooks gave you includes the steps.
Yeah.
The CCSO.
The two.
So that would be the total.
I had written 1.42 million before.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that says 766, so I guess my number should be 2.178.
Granted, the number will go down a little bit, not a lot, but the people that you approved for market adjustments in here, they'll be removed from that other spreadsheet. Like I said,
whatever it is that they would get, they wouldn't get the 3.5.
Yeah, the market adjustment presumably would be higher than the comp plan that was presented from HR. Granted, the I don't know if we'd make it to 100,000. Probably be 50 to 80, or probably like 60 to 80 grand-ish.
Yeah, quick math that Kyle and I did before we came over. 60 to 80 sounds good.
Like the PA's office, that included the one, possibly even the 2% on some of those. And if they're all getting a raise, then they're all excluded.
Right.
So,
but if they're removed from there, then they would be presumably on the 2.25-1% range or something, the majority of them.
Okay. All right.
I guess since it's a budget workshop, did we, I have three options here for the health trust. Did we have a dollar amount attached to what those options would cost us?
I'd have to go back.
One of mine says employer side goes up $52 of those for those that have elected, which is about $500,000. Does that sound accurate?
It's not that one that you would have. You had approved to zero increase on either side. Nothing from the employer, so that $52 is not happening. Nothing to the employee, but what you did agree to do the last Health Trust Board meeting was to allocate all of the funds for every eligible employee, just not those who enrolled. That would also increase the fund by about $500,000.
That sounds like.
Thank you for straightening me out.
No problem.
And there's also discussion on that we would visit that quarterly.
Yes.
Right.
Those rollovers.
That was option number one.
To kind of monitor where stuff is, whether if we were in a better or worse position.
Right.
To kind of take that into account as we move along the year.
Sound right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
So we went with option number one in my notes. Okay.
Did good.
This can's going to be round by the time it gets to the end of the road.
I guess just a couple clarification points, I guess, for us is I'm just trying to straighten out. There was an additional request from the sheriff's office, I believe, for
2%, yeah.
If I would be permitted to speak on that, Chairman Holton, Commissioner Brooks. So during our initial budget presentation and then our at a follow-up, which was the second one we did where we kind of scaled things back, the sheriff and chief still requested a 2% scale or adjustment to the scale to bring the scale closer to market with our neighboring agencies. The data was put forth on the record that currently we are about 20% behind market in all positions. The 2% doesn't necessarily close that gap. However, it is, again, this baby steps in the right direction. In 2025, we did a 1.5% scale adjustment, trying to close the gap, but the gap just increased exponentially on the back end. So what that means financially, I have the numbers with me today, would be an additional $142,562 to the 410 budget and $172,087 to the 510 budget for an additional $314,649 to those steps. So it would be a 2% scale adjustment and then the steps on top of it as an option that was presented. So I'd spoken with the controller following our earlier morning meeting because I knew that was a request by the sheriff and chief for our compensation this year and just wanted to put that on the table for discussion. And I guess in bringing in the whole numbers, the 766 or six, I think it's 763 or 66, that the total step cost is just base steps, would bring that total to just over $1 million. It'd be $1,078,506 for the cost of those steps if the 2% scale adjustment were to be approved.
Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, before you get into discussion, I have to excuse myself. Thank
you. Okay, thank you for being able to stay. Yep. And if you did 1%, it would be $150,000? Or is it that simple?
About half value, yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Okay.
And I believe in 2025, and I'd have to go back and look, to there was a request, I believe, for a 2 or 2.5%, and it was cut back to a 1.5% as a as just a way to make
it balance.
Yeah, yes, sir. So yeah, if the request is, if you want to see numbers and what that truly looks like for a whole figure at 1%, we can have that ready for on the 7/16 meeting as well.
Let's do it. Have it ready, or at least provide it to Kyle and.
Okay.
All right.
We can do that.
What else?
I hope that's it.
You hope it's it.
I do have one other thing, but it's.
Oh, that's fine. I was just kidding.
So, it's just a clarification thing. In going through and us trying to put everything in the budgets, in all the object lines appropriately, as last year we started in the, sorry, FY26, we started 27, we're getting better at separating out the specialty pay object line for the salaries. I just wanted to let you know, and that put it on the record, that we did, Sarah and I did go in and we worked with Marty to get all the specialty pay, make sure all of that was delineated appropriately how it should have been in the budget for that. So I think that roughly added another like $300,000 to $400,000 to the budget. So whereas normally before, people that was just kind of being consumed in just the general salary line.
Right.
So it's more just a better kind of record keeping for us. But I wanted to let you know and get it out there that we did go in and add that.
Very good. That was a nightmare 2 years ago.
Yeah, to the budget. So now each EODA's reached the division's budget. If they do have specialty pay, they had it or have it currently, that is budgeted for going forward. Or before, like I said, it was just kind of consumed by the general salary line.
Right.
So the overall number didn't go up. It's just.
I would say it did go up a little bit, but some.
That's not extra.
It's not extra.
Between
26 and 27.
Okay.
You'll just notice that number, that line, object line in the budget. So I just wanted to get that out there.
Okay.
I believe that is all I have for
right now. Clerk, is there anything else that you would like us to contemplate yet this afternoon that would be helpful?
Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, I know we're still kind of combing over the B budget just to see if there was any anomalies that we could bring to your attention to have you look at. I'd imagine we'll have something prepared by 7/16 for you to view. But no, I mean, at this point, unless you have either B budget topics or any other item from the budget that you wanted to clarify on the record with yes or no at this time, then we'd be good to hold and if we come up with anything else until 7/16, we bring it up then. And then once my suggested budget is presented next Tuesday, obviously we'll have time before the tentative budget to if there's something we really don't like at the suggested, then we can pull it out.
And if you would like, we can agendize something for a workshop yet on late Monday afternoon if you want to.
Okay.
We're happy to drag me in here for that.
Mr. Chairman, about the only thing I can think of is the big one with the paving at the gun range and any potential partnership. I know that process is moving forward. I just don't know if the check's going to get written kind of thing.
Chairman, Commissioner Brooks, I'm not going to speak out of turn on that. I do know the chief does have news. I could add that to my notes and have them brief the board on that on Thursday as well.
Okay. Okay.
And if he's not available to attend Thursday and gives me authorization to, then I can share the information at that time.
Sure. Okay.
But I want to shore up that us putting something of that magnitude on the record is supported on the back end of that partnership 100%.
Right.
That other entity has had the opportunity to vet it, vote it, and see it through.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like that process is well on track for that partnership to go forward.
Okay.
Good. All right. Do we know if there's any major software purchases that could potentially be delayed 1 year or not? I'm not aware of any. I didn't know if anybody else knows.
I don't.
From the sheriff's office side of things, I believe there has been discussions in our software request for FY27. And again, in interest of making sure I'm not speaking out of turn, I believe the chief would be prepared to, or myself, depending on his availability, to present that on Thursday as well.
Okay.
On if that's going to be a removal for the FY27 request.
Okay. All right.
And I would say currently, I'm not aware of any other any others from any of the other EOs or DAs.
Okay. All right.
Although, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I will make sure to check with IT because I do remember Director Webb was talking about a couple, I think, contracts that there might be some savings available there.
He represented that the last workshop he was at, so.
I'll make sure and follow up.
Check in with him. Okay. Perfect.
Now done.
Anything else, clerk, that would be helpful?
That's all we got today.
Just so the public knows, there's 44 counties. To my knowledge, almost every of the counties do this a little bit different. We're doing it a little bit different in this budget than we did last year or the year before. And it's our best goal that we try to work collaboratively with the clerk. So a draft budget that's going to be announced on Tuesday is no shocker to anybody. Everybody's been working together trying to figure out how to get to where we're going to need to be balanced. And so those who choose to do it differently, I hope it works for them, but I haven't seen good things come out of those. So anyway, I think to work collaborative, especially when you definitely don't have enough funds to go around, it's better. And so, look, I get that I don't like paying property taxes either, but you also like to have roads and streets. You really love calling the cops when you need them to come and rescue you or somebody's breaking into your house. You really like to have justice when you go into the court. All of this takes money. And it takes a lot of money. And our blessed Idaho legislature has created a climate in which we're having less and less to do more and more. And maybe you love that. I don't know. But at some point, there's a breaking point where the do less with more people is going to be quality of life issues. And so the most blatant one of those recently, within the last 2 years, was the ambulance for Canyon County. We literally ran out of funds, and there were time periods during the night there was no one to show up with an ambulance. And thank God we didn't ever have somebody lying out on the pavement from a really bad vehicular accident that passed because nobody was there to come and help them. But this county chose to be there. It chose to not answer a request from an emergency service agency that was very transparent. If you don't do this, then we have to do that. And so a lot of what we're doing here is from bad decisions that were done by previous boards and clerk. And at the very least, we're $14 million upside down from really stupid and bad decisions in this commissioner's personal constitutionally protected opinion. So so what I'm saying in short is enjoy your taxes at this level, because if you continue to want to call the cops and you continue to want to have public services of all of these various types, there's 54 budgets here. There's 54 different ways that we are serving the public, and they're real and they're needed, and many of them are running at a minimalistic level that long term cannot be sustained. So we're doing the best we can, and we will come to some conclusion in the next 4 or 5 days and publish a tentative budget for you all to read and see. But we're trying to do all of this as transparently as we can. So with that, does anyone have anything else? All right. I would make a motion that we adjourn.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.